Dr. Linda Jensen is a human resources specialist at NASA Ames Research Center and winner of a 2014 Causey Award for Excellence in Human Resources in the federal government. Dr. Jensen, first of all, congratulations to you, and thank you for joining us today. What is your underlying theory or approach to human resources and working with people in the job that you do at NASA every day, Linda?
Thank you so much for asking. This is such an amazing job that I get to do every day. And I'm kind of what you would call an internal consultant. So my fundamental approach with people is that you start where they are, and you start with organizations where they are. And it's just being really clear that I am in partnership with the people that I'm working with. So from an HR standpoint, sometimes many people can approach HR as though we're the experts and we are providing something to people, but I don't take that approach at all. When I work with employees or managers or leaders, I am always, always, always working with them as collaborators and partners in the process. And I always bring something to the table, but so do they. And when we work together, we come up with really fabulous solutions.
Dr. Jensen, you have done a number of things for which you were nominated for this Causey Award, and I would like to ask you about each of them and have you tell me how they are improving the human resources operations at Ames Research Center and all across NASA in a couple of cases. What is the Supervisor Development Program, the SDP, that you created at Ames Research Center?
Yeah, that's a program that we started a couple of years ago. So we've been doing supervisory training at the center for many, many years. But in the recent past, what we've discovered is that we used to do week-long what we call training programs. So bring supervisors in for a week, dip them in all things supervisory, and then hopefully they walk out and do great things. And what we found is that a week just isn't long enough. And what I'm after more than training, which is sort of passing on information, is development. So I want people to grow, and you can't do that in a week. So the Supervisory Development Program was our first shot as a center to pull together a cohort of 15 supervisors from this center who met for a series of 9 months. They met four times, and they just got together, learned about it. But over that time, they were able to really change and shift, and not only in terms of their knowledge of the job, but also in who they were in that job. So we pulled that program together here and piloted it, which then was sort of served as the starting point for the agency program LASER. So it was sort of a test case that we got to make.
How did you establish the parameters for that and then refine them after the first time around?
So for all the programs, I'm using this methodology right now, which I call rapid prototyping. So in the engineering world, that's where you sort of build the instrument and make it happen really quickly and test it out to see if it works. So we're using that same kind of approach with a lot of our programs, and we're using it with SDP, we're using it with LASER, which is where we actually start the program. So we sort of, and traditionally in the HR world, you go out and you study things and you do focus groups, come up with themes, and get really, really clear about what you're going to do. So in this case, what we did was right away, we just said, here's what we want to try to accomplish. We got some original outcomes, and then we had a group of experienced supervisors that are working with us who validated, yeah, those are the right outcomes. And then we just started to design, and we delivered the first module of the program, and we just kept calibrating and working shoulder to shoulder with both this calibration team, which are these experienced supervisors, and the supervisors in the program as partners, and finding that that is absolutely the best way to make training and development happen, because it's real and it's on target and it works. And what it allows is for in the moment shifts in the design that make it work. And it's a lot more fun, actually, I have to say.
What are the kinds of things that you're looking at throughout that calibration process? What are you keeping track of? What are you looking for? And how are you measuring to determine what is working well and you want to keep and grow and what you think you can do without?
It's really, and actually I have to say that while it's a great process and it's a lot of fun, it's a lot harder. So what you're looking for is resonance with the supervisors that you're training and developing, resonance with the experienced supervisors while we're bringing some really state-of-the-art developmental approaches to the process. So as we're calibrating, it's really a really deep and sort of tricky process of really listening to what our supervisors that are in these programs are telling us is working and what isn't, and then bringing what we have to bear on that program. So it's and it's hard a little bit because I got to hold back. I've got a lot of years of experience and a lot of knowledge, but I have to really take a moment and really listen to what they're saying, because I'm not a supervisor. I'm not out there doing it. And there's a huge difference between what I know about how to develop them and what they're doing on the job. And so it's really that process of just working and collaborating and partnering with them to make sure that what we're doing is meeting the need.
Dr. Linda Jensen is Human Resources Specialist at NASA Ames Research Center and a recipient of a 2014 Causey Award for Excellence in Human Resources. You mentioned LASER, the Leveraging Agency Supervisory Excellence and Resilience Program. How did the work that you did there turn into this agency-wide thing that people are leveraging all across NASA, and how could somebody replicate that at another federal agency?
I have always, in this agency, sort of taken the viewpoint that I don't just work for this center, I work for the agency, which is a little bit different. That doesn't always happen. And I knew that I was on to something around this cohort idea, and we had piloted it at the center, and it worked really well here, but I knew it could work even better if we would pull people together from across the agency. And so I actually have built really strong relationships with my colleagues at headquarters, and they were on it and were incredibly supportive. And so we just sort of kicked this ball down the road, and we're in the middle of it. In fact, this week was the second week of the module of the pilot program, and it went fabulously. People are growing and developing, and it's been really a process of taking some really big risks in terms of getting out there and trying something before you have it all figured out. And just staying with that and bringing some really, I've got a fabulous team, including some experienced supervisors who are faculty members in that agency program, and it's absolutely fabulous. So it's just been super fun, and I'm super lucky to work in this agency and do this work here, because we've got great support and we've got leaders and supervisors who want to learn and develop, which is absolutely amazing and fun. As far as other agencies doing it, I think that it really just takes some people who are willing and knowledgeable in how to do development and not being afraid to enter into the realm of working really closely with the people that you're trying to serve and develop, because then it can make it, then it can happen and it can work.
Another element of your nomination, Linda, was the fact that you have coached 22 employees during 2013. How do you decide? I'm sure there are a lot more than 22 employees that you would like to work with and that would like you to work with them. How do you decide who the most promising prospects are, or how you're going to allocate your time to be able to do that? And how do you approach coaching on an individual basis as compared to a broader basis like the programs we've talked about so far?
So coaching, I love coaching, first of all. It's like one of the best things I get to do, and one of the best ways to develop people. And really, it works best when people have come to the table and said that they're ready for coaching. So when you ask about how to make decisions, oftentimes those decisions are made mostly because people have sort of come forward and said they want coaching. So having said that, though, I will say that at Ames, I also work really, really hard to stay close to and in relationship and collaborating with many of our senior leaders and leaders around the center. And more often than not, I will get engaged in coaching them because we will have had a conversation about a tough moment, a challenge that they're having. And in that moment, suddenly we'll be turning that into a coaching conversation, which is helpful and supportive and also helps them develop at the same time. So that's just really, those are the moments I live for. That's why I come to work every day, to be able to help that. And I think the difference mostly, I mean, my whole life is about development. So what happens in the programs and happens in one-on-one isn't all that different, except that when I'm working one-on-one with an employee or a senior leader or a manager, it gets a lot deeper and a lot more personal. And that's just really precious and so great, because these people are absolutely amazing leaders, and I get to help them be even better than they already were when they came in. And so it's just a much more focused approach when I'm doing it one-on-one.